Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Turned into the two wrong mics. Hello, it's hump day. It's 7.06 in the morning. Yikes. Let's see. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Rebel. Soulfully crafted, plant-based, super herb beverages. I'm drinking the maca mocha right now. Dark cocoa, chicory, and coconut milk. Shake it.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I'm drinking.
So good.
That's the one you like too?
This is the first time I tried it. I really like the green tea ones.
I'm going to get one after this.
We drank through all the good ones. Excuse me.
What do you mean they're all good?
No, they're all good, but the chocolate ones are the best.
Oh, are they?
I think so.
I like the green tea.
Oh, that's good. Anyway, Rebel, thank you for stocking our fridge. You're welcome to come back anytime and restock.
Yeah,
give you a list of
down
our faves.
To just a couple.
Yep. There's a lady named Lexi, and
she's all. No, I know what you're talking about.
What the hell?
They're all good.
Where did she drive in from? Not Piedmont.
Somewhere for the East Bay. I forgot now. She was stuck in some traffic.
Yeah. Hi, Lexi.
Hi, Lexi.
We welcome you to get back in traffic, Lexi.
You're welcome.
Lexi.
The Rebel Lexi.
Yes, Rebel Lexi, not the other
midday
Lexi.
Yeah.
Right.
Alice Radio Lexi.
Right. All right, let's start with the Billboard Hot 100. And your new number one after 20 weeks on the charts, and a bunch of those weeks just hanging out at number two, it's Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. She finally gets a number one.
And Brynn still won't play her
part. Duh. Congratulations, Billie Eilish. She is also that was the Justin Bieber version of it, in case you're confused.
I was.
Billie is the first person born in the 2000s to have a number one hit at age 17.
Good for her.
So congratulations on all your accomplishments, Billie Eilish. Just quickly getting back to Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. They're taking their PDA just on a world tour. They were in North Montreal holding hands on a nighttime stroll, making out at a little cafe. A lot of people say, you know, because Senorita is number two now, it's killing it on the charts, that it's, and it's even beating Lil Nas X at this point, that they're doing this for publicity for the song. And that may very well be true, but they seem to really be enjoying the publicity tour that they're on.
Why wouldn't you?
Congratulations to them.
Durr.
And they're both so young, too.
Yeah, they're just kids. So I just got the list of people who are going to be performing on Dancing with the Stars. It is a very interesting list. There's a couple people I've never heard of on here. I'll give you those first. Let's see. Pop star Ally Brooke. Anybody?
No.
Never heard of her either. A comedian named Kel Mitchell.
No.
Kel Mitchell.
K-E-L.
Yeah, no.
So now we'll get into a few that you've heard of. Queer Eye star Karamo Brown. Mm-hmm. If you've watched the new Queer Eye, you know who that is.
Nope.
I'm not sure which one it is. But
looks like this Kel Mitchell is a regular cast member of a Nickelodeon sketch comedy.
Oh, all right. An actress named Kate Flannery. That sounds familiar.
That does sound familiar.
Country star Lauren Elena. Definitely heard of Lauren Elena.
Yeah, me too. I think I have her first record.
Do you? James Vanderbeek. See the Dawson's Creek guy?
I think so. I never really watched that show. Oh, Kate Flannery is from The Office.
Oh.
She plays Meredith Palmer on The Office.
Is that...
Nope.
The girlfriend of the boss?
I never watched The Office.
Oh, well, anyway, she's on. Then we've got The Supremes' Mary Wilson.
Oh, really?
How old is she?
70s?
Yeah, gotta be.
It's huge.
Yeah, 75.
Yeah. Ooh, that seems kind of old to be doing that kind of dance.
Well, you know, you take it easy.
Yeah.
She'll be out early. Well, maybe it's not.
Hard to compete.
It is hard to compete.
What, they're going to put her, or put the guy's going to throw her over his head? I mean.
I know. She'll be all, what? Put me down right now.
Stunt person.
We had heard the rumored list on Monday, and one of the people on there was...
The gymnast.
Okay. She's not going to be on. I know. You've got to show Vinny that one scene. We started watching this chick. What's the girl's name? Caitlin something?
With an O.
Caitlin Oisha or something. Freaking chick's amazing. I guess she's probably... She's a top gymnast, so she'll probably be in the Olympics this next time around. She looks like she's having...
Ohashi.
Oh. She looks like she's having a ball, and she's pulling off stuff that I've never... I mean...
She's
never
badass.
Seen that Check stuff before.
Out. People were texting in the so other crazy. Day that she has competed against Simone Biles and beaten her
Oh,
many
really?
Times.
Oh, boy.
Look at this. Triple!
Is that the one where she lands in the split and flips up?
All right, hold on.
She's just amazing. And she just is having a ball. She's doing all these like crazy dance moves, yeah. too. She's having fun.
Right I here. Mean, that's kind of tough to put a gymnast in there, even a dancer, when, you know, you're mixing
I
them
know.
With actors or politicians or
Boom.
Whatever.
Because right? Look at that. She's amazing. Anyway, I just wanted Vinny to see her because he wasn't here on Monday to see it. Because she's not in the cast, unfortunately.
Oh, wait.
She's not in the cast.
She was rumored.
She was rumored. Yeah. So we spent like 10 minutes talking about her. I know she's amazing.
You just sold her to me. What'd you do that for?
Well, you can go watch the full routine at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. But I'm very, that's my big disappointment. Hannah Brown from.
Her legs could break your neck.
I know. I think we actually had this conversation.
Strong.
Yeah, strong.
Serious.
Like a bull. Hannah Brown, who is was just finished up her run as the Bachelorette.
Oh,
she's
yeah,
not
yeah.
doing in the
she
show.
Is doing it, yeah.
Oh, she is
All
doing
the rest
the
of
show.
These people
okay,
I'm going to mention are doing
all
it.
All right.
And now we get into some of the interesting ones. First of all, Ray Lewis, former NFL player, NFL Hall of Famer.
All right.
Christie Brinkley is going to do it.
Oh, I love her.
I know. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. I saw her dancing in... some Billy Joel video. I think it was Uptown
Girl.
She's got no moves, so we'll see how she does.
It's going to be, I just swear to you, when she comes out and shows that smile and her body and
the hair,
no wrinkles, you just go.
She's amazing looking.
When is someone going to step forward and say, please, child, please, I'm her doctor. I did that for her. She's lying.
Does she say she's had no... surgeries at all? She has to have had. She's in her 60s now, and she looks 35 years old.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know. It looks maybe fillers and some.
She doesn't look like
Botox.
She's had anything done,
no,
is my
doesn't.
Point, really.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's ever said she doesn't, but she looks natural.
Listen, she's got good genes. She's got a great face. It's holding up nice, and I'm sure she's been doing micro maintenance the entire time.
Yeah. Maybe.
Sean Spicer. Former White House press secretary, he's going to do it, so that'll be fun. And finally, I guess in an effort to get into fight and shape again after getting kicked out of the big three, Lamar Odom is joining the cast. So just, I'm going to recap this one more time. Sean Spicer, Lamar Odom, Hannah Brown from The Bachelorette, Queer Eye star Karamo Brown, James Vanderbeek, Christie Brinkley, Ray Lewis, Ally Brooke, a pop star, comedian Kel Mitchell. Did you say Nickelodeon or Disney?
Some Nickelodeon thing. He's a like 40-year-old.
Actress Kate Flannery, who is from The Office. Country star Lauren Elena and The Supremes' Mary Wilson. There is your Dancing with the Stars lineup. It premieres September 16th on NBC. ABC. So that means that everybody must be practicing real hard, getting their routine down for the first night. I don't know what this will mean to like Marvel fans and... you know, that whole cinematic universe thing. Spider-Man might not be part of that universe anymore. Apparently, I know, this whole deal with Sony, it's so confusing. I don't know how they wound up with the rights, but they're saying now that they're going to rescind them from Marvel. Marvel doesn't own the film rights, and I guess in order to keep them, Sony has to make these, and they do, make tons of Spider-Man movies. A few years ago, the two studios made a deal to share Spider-Man so that they could make him part of the Marvel comic universe. And I guess Sony went, well, that makes sense. You know, any exposure is good exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And he became a huge part of it. But Marvel wanted a bigger piece of the pie. And Sony said, no. That's exactly what they said. And as it currently stands, this deal is over. Sony is developing two more Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland, the current Spider-Man, plus a Venom sequel and other films involving Spider-Man characters. But extracting him from the Marvel Universe is going to take some doing. He's been a major part of the universe since Captain America: Civil War. And they say that Marvel would have to pretend he was never there moving forward if they can't figure out a way to share the rights again. On top of that, the two Spider-Man movies, Homecoming and Far From Home, are intertwined with the Marvel comic universe. The two villains he faced, the Vulture and Mysterio, were both fueled by their hatred of Tony Stark. Plus, Tony made all the Spider-Man suits, and he was even in Homecoming. They shared that character, too. So I don't know how you redo that.
Let me ask you if you think this is a negotiation.
I mean, I guess so, right?
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, if Sony
says no, then that's
they
that.
They own the rights. But they if do. Disney says, you can't have him in our movies unless you, you know, it comes down to these are, the Marvel movies are huge.
Right. Well, so are the Spider-Man movies.
Not really. This last one was their most successful
for
one.
For Sony.
The Andrew Garfield series.
Yeah. Right. Well, wouldn't it behoove Sony, though, to just keep on making them just to screw over Marvel? I mean, he is intertwined in those whole things. They'd have to move on as though he never existed.
I don't know.
So anyway, it's hard to
see. It's a bummer
see.
For the fans is what it comes
yeah,
down to.
Yeah, it is. And some sources say both sides are still talking. It's not completely over, so maybe they'll come to some kind of agreement. It's hard to believe either one of them would be willing to just end the partnership.
I don't know where they got that kid from, but he's really good.
The Tom Holland kid?
Mm-hmm.
I think they got him from England. Isn't he English?
I don't know.
And then moving on, I think this will be the last thing I can get to. I'm looking at the time. The Conners continues on without Roseanne.
Yeah, I never watched it.
Oh, you never even watched it?
Well, I watched first couple Roseannes, but then I never went back to the mm-hmm. Conners.
So it's on at least its second season coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
And did okay the first season. They're saying that it may be time for Dan to get a girlfriend.
Oh, I thought we talked about this a few months back. Are they saying who it is?
Well, the rumor is it's going to be Katie Sagal. I guess that in the first season, she's like an old girlfriend or an old high school friend. And she tries to, like, hey, man, let's. And he's like, it's too soon.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's up?
What's up with you? Got anything up for me? She played Louise, a high school friend of Dan's who tried to get in his pants. And he turned her down, said he wasn't ready. But TVLine.com. Whoever they are, say the show is bringing back Katie for a significant arc in season two. Oh, there it is. So it premieres on September 24th. No official word that Dan and Louise will be an item, but it seems like that's a possibility. And
I might have to check it out. I really enjoy her.
Yeah, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
I still see her as Peg Bundy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then if I give it a second, she had a great character in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Sons, yep. Man, she...
Brutal.
She carried that show.
Oh, did she?
She
I
was
feel like
good.
She did.
Really good.
I only have ever seen the first, maybe half of the first season. Mm-hmm. And when she brings that chick heroin in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, she's awful.
That's she's hardcore.
That's a mean thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Really mean.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's trying.
She also has a lot of heart. She's very loyal. To the club and her family.
Mm-hmm.
She'll
gangster mom.
She'll do anything.
Yeah.
Anything
she's a monster.
That
monster gangster mom.
Mm-hmm.
Monster. All right, Vinny, what's going on in the news?
Alice News Network reporter Scott Budman
Woo!
Phones in
All
from
right.
the field after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Check out new episodes of the Johnny Mosley podcast. It's really cute, and it's out every Monday, and you can find it at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Planet Home. Experience Planet Home this September 13th to 15th, featuring live music, immersive and interactive exhibits. Visit planethome.eco for info and tickets. We go now to our guy, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area.
And the ANN, of course.
Reporting on the Alice News Network from the field.
Hey,
hi, Scott. How
hi,
are
Scott.
You?
Scott.
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Fine.
So
good.
I don't know where you want to begin. I guess I'll let you start. I know that we've got a Facebook clear history story to talk about a little bit, and also the Apple Card goes live any minute now, or is live, right?
Yeah, the Apple Card is live now for everybody in the U.S. If you have an iPhone 6 or above, and if you have an Apple, you know, iCloud account, you can now get a credit card. You may have seen it. It's titanium. It doesn't actually have numbers on it. A little more security. And it's basically a way that Apple can keep you in their ecosystem by allowing you to buy things more easily. Kind of like Apple Pay, but a credit card that will be used everywhere if you want the actual physical credit card.
So this isn't like a MasterCard or a Visa. This is its own thing. This is like a Discover card.
It's actually similar to a MasterCard or Visa. It's actually backed by Goldman Sachs. So it has a big bank. It has interest if you miss your payments that ranges from 13% to 24%, depending on your credit
rating.
And that's what people need to know, that as sexy as this card might be, it's still a credit card. They're a little better. They don't have annual fees. They don't have over-the-limit fees or late fees, but they do have interest that you're charged if you don't pay it off 100% every month. They also have, and this is kind of a gimmick you see with a lot of credit cards, some will offer miles, some will offer cash back. This will offer a percentage of cash back depending on what you buy. So it's 1% if you buy something with the Apple Card, 3% on Apple Pay purchases. If you stop at the Apple Store, you get between 2 and 3% off. So it's going to give you money back if you make a lot of purchases, especially Apple or, as it turns out, Uber services. You can now get 3% cash back if you go Uber or Uber Eats with the credit card. And that could add up.
Yeah.
That could be nice.
That's actually a pretty good benefit if you, you know, keep it at a zero balance.
Right. If you keep it at a zero balance, this does have some benefits because, again, no annual fee, and that's pretty huge if you've had, say, an American Express card for many years. And if you, you know, take a lot of Uber rides or, you know, buy a lot of Apple products, and you can throw them on the credit card, and this, especially the Uber rides, you're going to see these things add up. 3% is not bad as far as incentives from a credit card go.
So did you say, and maybe you did, so repeat, this is accepted everywhere MasterCard and Visa is accepted? Because I usually use American Express, and often I'm told, not that, the other.
I'm told it's traditional enough where anywhere MasterCard is accepted. So that's pretty much everywhere.
Right.
And that's a step up for a lot of people who have been paying with Apple Pay. Apple Pay is very convenient. It's encrypted. It's easy to use if you have a, you know, an iPhone. But, you know, it's hit or miss whether you can use it places. The credit card is going to be more like a credit card. So you can get the physical credit card. You can also, it sort of connects to your phone anyway. So that's how you find out your balance and what you owe, et cetera. So you really have to be even more connected to your phone than you already are, if that's possible, to use it.
Do you like it?
I haven't. I mean, I'm probably going to try it out, but I'm waiting to, like I do with a lot of products, to hear what the feedback is.
Right.
I like the idea. I just, you know, I use credit cards all the time. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know that I need another one. And I'm trying to add up, gee, how often am I riding on Uber? How often am I really buying Apple products? Is this going to be a way to get cash back, or is it going to be another risk of, oh, I got to pay this off on time because I really don't want to pay, you know, 14, 17, 22% interest on anything that I carry over month to month.
Right.
One of my biggest problems with getting anything new is giving another bunch of people, another person, all my info.
They
getting
already
another
have all your info.
Credit check, but another thing.
Right.
But Apple does have all your stuff. So at least I can see how they've got a decent selling point, which is you're already into us.
Right. You already have Apple Pay. We know all about you. Just get the card.
Right.
Right. I mean, I've applied like you guys. Yeah, we've all applied for many credit cards. This one, I must admit, I went through the process. It's super easy. And while you're sitting back going, wow, that was the easiest credit card, Vinny, it's exactly that. You realize, oh, yeah, because they already know everything about me.
Right.
So that's why this was so easy.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. So there it is. The Apple credit card is wide in America now. What about this Facebook clear history, the privacy tool, which they're saying it's rolling out, but as I read further into it today, it looks like it's only in 3 countries and not in America.
Right. It's starting in Europe in the smaller countries. That's often what Facebook does. And this is something Facebook has promised us for years now, a way to sort of not completely go, you know, anonymous, but to get rid of a lot of the followers that glom on to our Facebook page. And I'm talking about entire websites and apps that we don't even know about. They were experimenting with this before. They say they're going to roll this out. It's got a very awkward title. It's called Off Facebook Activity. I don't know why they call it that. They should just call it Clear Your History or something. But it allows you to see what kind of apps and websites share data and your information with Facebook. And you're allowed to not only see those, but then get rid of them
opt
and
out.
Say, okay, you can't track me anymore. Right. Now, that's a very big plus. And I've always been surprised whenever I've checked this out. I didn't know I had these apps tracking me. I didn't know I had these websites. You know, I thought I was just on Facebook.
Yeah.
Turns out it's a much, much larger network of tracking
it's
technology.
Deep tracking is what it is. And we've all wondered about that when things have shown up on our Facebook page. How in the, what the... And they've been in denial about it for a long time until the Cambridge Analytica thing got them caught big time. But what we're looking at here is a year and a half ago is when this began, this idea that they would allow you to sever the connection between web browsing history of, and this is where it gets sketchy, is that anyone in your house who's used Wi-Fi and done a search may have ended up in your history as well. So you have a much deeper history than you know, and this eventually will get to us where we can opt out, but right now it's only in Ireland, South Korea, and Spain.
Well, I guess
right, and what you're talking
goes.
About is, it's kind of the dystopian nature of Facebook, where it's one thing to say, oh, I was just talking about those shoes and to see an ad. Now it's, hey, somebody in my family was just talking about those shoes and I'm seeing an ad. And that really is the fundamental problem with Facebook, is even when people say, and, you know, I say this myself, hey, I'm not putting anything on Facebook. I'm worried about people seeing, you know, I don't have any privacy concerns. It does go much deeper because these other apps and other sites can track you as well.
They're
and
listening.
That's where they get. Yeah. And so this allows you at least to, in theory, keep your Facebook data on just Facebook and not the other guys. Now, there is one caveat to this, is there always is. With Facebook and any social network, Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp still have that data. They keep it. They're not erasing themselves. You can just erase the other guys that are following you. So keep it, you know, if you have something on Facebook or Instagram, just imagine it on the front page of the New York Times before you click send. That's always a good idea.
Well, they talk about in the article I was reading on this, and we're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area about the Facebook, off Facebook, clear history privacy tool. But they talk about how this has taken them a long time to rewrite because their whole aim as they built Facebook up was to get this info.
Right.
And now they've had to they've had to backtrack and rewrite a bunch of stuff so it's not... So the intertwining isn't so difficult to undo. That's why it's taken so long.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook is built on the idea of wide openness, and everyone can say anything and share anything. And in 2016, like you said, with Cambridge Analytica, with the election, we realized that can be dangerous. And now Facebook is having to backtrack some of that because of trust and a lack of trust that comes with that wide openness. Because, yes, I can share with you anything about our families or vacations or, you know, that sort of thing. But think about the other people that can share and even share dishonestly. And that's what we saw a lot of in 2016, trying to change the way people think and the way people vote and the way people shop.
Did you watch The Hack?
I did.
And
I would recommend that to everybody.
You would, yeah. This is all about Cambridge Analytica and about how they were part of the election and how they used Facebook. And if you thought, oh, that's fake news, watch The Hack.
Right. And find out about yourself.
Right.
And how much they know about you and how much they will know in the future.
It's frightening.
It is kind of spooky, yeah.
So let me, this wasn't something that you had planned to speak about, but I was reading it just this morning. Apparently, Bluetooth is one of those things that we all sort of have on and you don't even think about it. But there's another way in. And like at a hackers conference, the article I was reading, they were saying the first thing you should do, that's the gateway, is Bluetooth. And you go, what? And they're talking about how that's somehow a way in for people to get into all your stuff.
Oh,
And so I don't know if you've ever, maybe you could look into it and report back at a later date, but I was surprised to read that because then I went to my phone. Sure enough, Bluetooth's on.
Well, of course it is. It's going to hook up to your phone when it hooks up to my home device when I get home. I mean, there it is.
It's one of the easiest ways for hackers to get into
and
your stuff.
It really is. It does now that you say it. Of course it's a portal. It's how all your devices connect with your phone.
And remember, this is true. Bluetooth is kind of ancient technology when you think about it. It was how we were connecting even our, let's say, iPods with our car stereo.
Yeah.
With our phones still connect to our cars that way. And it is hackable, especially, and the only, usually the hacker has to be within the range of the Bluetooth, so about 30 feet. But if that hacker is within that range, we have many, many stories of people breaking in because it's just sending a signal from one place to another. It's sort of why with all the payment systems, whether Apple Pay or PayPal, you're able to do this in an encrypted way because, again, you're sending something from a phone to a device. And if it's not encrypted and other people are around you, let's say in line at the coffee shop, potentially if one of them is a hacker, they could get that because it's so close. And that's why you're seeing a lot of encryption on these things. Because Bluetooth kind of proved if you're within that range, anything you send is at risk.
Oh.
Yay!
Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area. We love hearing from you, bro. Thank you so much for calling in
today. Hey, anytime, you guys.
All right, bye.
Scott Budman.
Oh, boy. Scaring the poop out of me once
yeah,
again.
That was just this morning I was reading it. Where did I see that article? I want to say.
My Bluetooth is always on.
Mine is, too. And that's why I went. Oh, let me check my phone. Oh, let me check my iPad. Yep.
Of course
both
it is.
Both are on.
Of course.
Durr, George. So I turned them both off.
Well, you're going to have to turn it back on to hook your phone up to your car.
Yeah, I guess
so that's
going
to be a pain. Yeah. You got to remember to turn it off when you get home.
All right, well.
Good luck with that. Let me know how it goes. I give up. I just give up. I just take all my info.
No, don't say that. I'm just going to keep it off. I don't need my phone into my car. Oh, wait,
sometimes
I have a phone meeting today at 11.
You do.
Your dock on your phone, on your car, will connect to your vehicle, your phone to your vehicle without Bluetooth being on sometimes.
There
you charge
I go.
Your phone.
Brin's got
you
me.
Charge your phone. It connects through USB into your vehicle. You have that, Sarah, because I do.
Oh, really?
So you don't have to have the Bluetooth on in that scenario.
Hey, your eye is still tweaked.
Yeah.
It's better, though. It's a lot better.
It's gnarly.
You're just looking the other way. That's why I was able to see it. Normally, when you're looking at me, I can't see it. Huh. Uh-huh. Does it hurt?
No, I feel it, though. I feel like something's there. Oh. It's bothering me, but it's not.
You want me to blow in it?
Oh, yeah, do that.
Nah, it's all okay. Right.
Did you put anything on
it? I appreciate
it. People were
that.
Saying warm compresses would really help that.
Oh.
How about a little...
No, I'm thinking about help. Jumpstart MD, though. Maybe they might be able to help me out. Uh-huh. Get a happier, healthier
Maybe.
Me.
Sure.
I do that when my kid is, I think I got... That fix it? All right.
On your way.
Off you go. Blow it in somebody's eye. Does that actually work?
I don't know. I just, it's an action.
Yeah.
Let me do something.
Yeah, I got something I can do. Here.
You know.
This will solve it. I'm
your
dad. Listen to me.
Next step is the hose. I mean,
yeah, sure. Get the hose on it.
All right, just let me kiss that. It'll go away.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
Kiss it, make it better.
You know what? I'll go there and then the blow.
Yeah.
And then the hose.
Hose.
Not that hose.
I make it rain.
Oh,
I make it rain with that hose.
The most important news of the day. Not turn your Bluetooth off.
Yes.
Not, oh, good. I can get an Apple credit card. College football starts this Saturday, everyone.
Yes, this is great news.
It's a short schedule on Saturday. It's the first games of the season, but then next week.
It's on.
Oh, God. It's back. College football, everyone.
Yay.
The best time of the year starts now.
Ooh.
All I need is North and Northwest swells to hit.
And life is good.
And heaven awaits. Where was I? Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. Please.
Thank you for asking me so nicely.
Don't text and drive. You can text and do all the other stuff. except
think
drive.
On it, you know, things you shouldn't text and do.
Christy Brinkley, I think it's human growth hormone.
Oh.
HGH.
Huh.
Do you remember when Sylvester Stallone got busted?
Yes.
With tons of that?
Yeah.
Would you take that?
No.
I'm going to take some of that.
Why are you going to take that?
I don't know. Where do you get that?
What does it do for you?
I don't know. Market? I think it's like, it's like, steroids, it's not steroids.
Almost. It's not steroids,
but it,
like
it
steroids.
Helps you recover.
I thought he had a bunch of testosterone, too.
No, I don't know about that. I think you're slandering him.
So will it make me look like Christy Brinkley?
Yeah, because if I can look like Christy Brinkley, I might have to do
some,
it.
Yeah.
Where do you get HGH, you know? Can you look that up?
I don't know.
You get Whole Foods in the herbal remedies aisle.
Right, GNC.
They got it at Whole Foods?
Doubt it.
You know, the first thing that pops up, it says it spurs growth in children and adolescents.
Well, I think it does for kids that are having trouble.
I think we make it naturally and then it tapers off, but then they add it if you're not growing fast enough or something.
All right.
Like Gary Coleman probably could have used that, maybe.
Maybe.
I just guessed that. I don't know. That was made up.
We're just making things up.
650 says, my baby was born really fast and the vessels in his eyes broke. He looked like a demon child.
Oh.
She said she wouldn't let anybody see him. I refused visitors until it cleared for 2 weeks. How scary was the baby, the Adam?
Yeah.
You were talking about
earlier. He didn't have that. He just looked like a regular baby. Real cute. Smiley. It's from the show Good Omens on Amazon.
415 says, I used to listen to you while going to middle school, and I just graduated college. Shout out to my radio fan.
Aww, thanks for listening.
That's great.
The 50s just texted in.
Oh.
Vinny, I don't know if you know this, but most people wear an apron while washing dishes. Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
I can't say I haven't.
Okay.
Do, 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 do,
nobody wears an apron.
I wear an apron.
50s.
I wear an apron all the time when I'm cooking.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. And I don't always have...
Well,
I don't
you
always
don't cook.
I do.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, you never cook. What are you talking about?
I wear an apron when I cook. Eggs?
Make her
you wear an apron when you make
bacon.
Eggs.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. My apron's right there. I put my apron on all the time. It's hanging right there.
Mine is on my, I only have one that my sister-in-law made, and it's got a bunch of roosters and hens, chickens.
Mine has
on
little
it.
Pork chops on it.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Yeah, it protects your clothes.
Yeah. If you're going to make something or you know, sometimes I'm in charge of doing, like, even though I don't do all the cooking, John will go, I need you to make this. Mm-hmm. I need you to chop these, whatever. I sous chef.
I feel like this sample size is too small. I don't know that
what?
The rest
all
of
right,
the world out
so,
there.
All right, so right in. Do you have an apron and do you wear it regularly? 800-400-3697.
Does Anita put on an apron?
No.
Right.
But I do sometimes.
No, you don't.
John puts on an apron all the time, too.
He probably cooks more than Anita.
She's been cooking a lot
now that
she's a mom. She cooks way more than she used to. It's great.
Good.
Yeah. But no apron. I actually do have an apron. I don't wear it very often.
Of course you don't.
John wears his all the time.
Hey.
He wants to get stuff on his clothes.
In the bedroom.
Yeah, it's hot.
All right.
Ooh, what's behind that flap?
What's coming up
apron.
In the trash?
We'll start with Kanye West and see where we get from there.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.